إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, yesterday somebody sent me a very nice lecture on YouTube, not YouTube, on WhatsApp. Usually I never see anything I get on WhatsApp. I delete everything because it's all nonsense. But this one was nice, so I saw it. And I think it's a good reminder for all of us. So I'm going to use that today for this further reminder. What this lecture said, short snippet from it. It is in Urdu, so I'll say it in Urdu and then we'll translate it. What he advised was, he said ke thodi si mashakkat ke khauf se neki mat chhodo. تھوڑی سی مشقت کے خوف سے نیکی مت چھوڑو کیونکہ مشقت ختم ہو جائے گی اور نیکی ساتھ چلے گی. اور کہاں تک چلے گی؟ زندگی میں چلے گی, قبر میں رہے گی, میدان حشر میں تمہارے ساتھ کھڑے ہوگی اور انشاءاللہ جنت میں تم کو پہنچائے گی. اور اسی طرح تھوڑے سے مزے کے لیے گناہ مت کرو کیونکہ مزہ ختم ہو جائے گا اور گناہ ساتھ چلے گا. اور کب تک چلے گا؟ زندگی میں چلے گا, خبر میں رہے گا, میدان حشر میں ساتھ کھڑا رہے گا اور جہنم میں پہنچائے گا. واٹ ہی سیڈ واز دیٹ فار دا فیئر آف سم اسمال ڈیفیکلٹی اور سم اسمال انکنوینئنس, ڈو ناٹ لیو اے گڈ ڈیڈ. Because the difficulty and the inconvenience will finish, the good deed will remain with you. And how long will it remain? It will remain throughout this life. It will remain in your grave. It will stand by you on the day of judgment. And it will take you, inshallah, into Jannah. And similarly, he said, for the sake of a little pleasure, do not commit a sin. Because the pleasure will finish, the sin will continue. And how long will it continue? It will continue throughout your life. It will be with you in your grave. It will stand with you on the day of judgment. And it will take you into the hellfire. And I think this is a very, very good piece of advice for all of us to think about and reflect on. Because if you think about it, let me give you a couple of hadiths. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you know, it was his practice, after Salatul Fajr, he would turn around and sit and he would advise people. He would also ask if anyone had seen a dream and he would give the ta'bir, the interpretation of this dream. So one time, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw these two brothers meaning not brothers from the same family, meaning two Muslims. He said, I saw them in my dream. They both accepted Islam on the same day. Right? So their life in Islam was started on the same day. He said, one of them died as a shaheed in one ghazwa. And the other one stayed alive for 1 year thereafter. And then he passed away due to natural causes. He did not die in any battle. He said, yet in my dream, I saw the one who died 1 year later of natural causes entering Jannah before the one who died as a shaheed. So what is the meaning of this dream? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why are you surprised? Why are you surprised at this? Did he, meaning the one who died 1 year later, he said, did he not get one more Ramadan? Did he not get so many salat? Did he not do so many deeds? Did he not pay so much zakat, so much sadaqat, and so on, more than his brother? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Jannah to the one who died as a shaheed, of course, inshallah. But this man, that 1 year was so beneficial for him that he got this reward. Another hadith which I mentioned a few days ago also, which is narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that she had this lady, this friend of hers who had come to see her. and she introduced this friend to Mr. Sallam and said that, Ya Rasulullah, this lady prays all night. So Rasulullah did not say anything, but from his expression, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha realized that this introduction was not pleasing to him. So she asked him, she said, Ya Rasulullah, is there anything wrong? He said, tell your friend that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the small deed which is done regularly, consistently. This does not mean that if you want to pray or do something more substantial, that there is anything wrong in that. But the point is that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying is that it is possible for some people to get very excited about something and get very enthusiastic and pray all night or fast for many days, but at the end of that, then they leave it, and then it's almost as if they never do anything else. So instead of that, it is better to do something which is sustainable, even if it is small. Do it, but do it regularly. Once you start something good, don't leave it. And that is the message of this thing, to say do something small, but do it regularly. If you think about it, take for example the fasting on the three Ayyamul Bid, the white nights, the three nights, 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. If you do this regularly, then in 1 year, you would have fasted for how many days? For 3 days every month? 36 days, which is more than a month. So more than a month of fasting, you would have got just by fasting 3 days in a month. So 3 days fasting is easy to do, you finish it off, but if you collectively look at it, that much. So 1 month of extra fasting per year, now multiply that by the number of years of life that the person might have, which Allah may give. So that is that many months of fasting, which might amount to years of fasting, because if it is 12 years, then it's one year. So therefore, small deeds, but done regularly. Similarly, the other piece of advice, which is, do not leave a good deed because of a inconvenience or some difficulty that might be associated with it. The classic one, of course, is praying Salatul Fajr. Playing Salatul Fajr in the masjid, yes, it is, there is some inconvenience or some taklif that is associated with it. You have to get up early and so on. But that taklif, that inconvenience obviously will end. But the benefit and the reward of praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid, this will go with us throughout our lives. This will be with us in our qubur. And this will, inshallah, be the reason for us to go into Jannah, inshallah. So, though the deed is small, the reward of it is great. Similarly, not praying that, if we don't pray that, if we give in to the temptation to sleep, and you deliberately miss the salah, then you know the azab of that, the taklif of that, the problem of that, of deliberately missing a fard salah is equivalent to kufr. So anything like this, I don't have to go and give you a list of things, but the point is that something which leads to a good deed, there might be some difficulty associated with it, there might be some pain associated with that, but if you ignore this pain, that deed itself is something which is beneficial and the benefit lasts. Similarly, there may be some pleasure. Obviously, why do people do wrong things, even including haram? For example, alcohol and drugs and this and that. All of these people do because of the pleasure associated, the temporary, the momentary pleasure associated with that. But that pleasure obviously ends, and the problem of that is there in this life as well as in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. People who understand and people who do, where there is a will, there is a way. Yesterday there's this British English team which won the cricket match in the I think it was against India or somewhere. Anyway, so they were celebrating, and normally they celebrate by the champagne. They pump those bottles and they spray champagne all over. The two Muslim players, they left. They left from the stage and they did not participate in that celebration process. Right? So, I mean, obviously, this is against the custom and practice, but there is no custom and practice that supersedes the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Playing the game, sure, you play the game, but if it's also with the, along with the game, if there is this associated custom and practice which is against Islam, sorry, we cannot do that. So, there is this momentary taklif, you are saying no to your friends and so on, and you know, you are on this big world stage, so on and so forth, but you say, no, I'm not interested in none of that. I have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody does not like, that is their problem, I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that gives them izzah, that gives them, a lot of people appreciate it as well. But even if nobody appreciates it, doesn't matter. Right? We always say this, no, we did this and people appreciate, who cares? Let people appreciate, let people not appreciate. You're not interested. You're doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. That is the only thing which matters. If people appreciate, coincidental, let them appreciate. Shows that they have good sense. If they don't appreciate, it shows that they have no sense or bad sense. As far as I am concerned, I will do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether anyone else appreciates it or doesn't appreciate it, that's not part of my equation. So this is something which we should remember and not allow this momentary pleasure or momentary applause or momentary appreciation by people to take us onto the wrong track. And similarly, we should not allow the momentary criticism of people to take us onto a to keep us away from the right track. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get our priorities right and to stay with that. It's a simple piece of advice, but of great import and importance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the path leading to His pleasure and on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.